Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Let's talk more NFL draft and get Emory Hunt's thoughts on a recent CBSSports.com mock draft. All right, here we go. We're recording this on Monday afternoon, full disclosure. You're listening later on in the week. So we're going to look at a Monday mock draft from Ryan Wilson, and we're going to get some thoughts on the skill position players and where they end up. All right, first thing. At 8th overall, we got Garrett Wilson going to the Falcons. Emery, what do you think?
They do need help at wide receiver, and you wonder how it fits in with Marcus Mariota throwing the football. And as much as I like Mariota, you wonder how much prevalent the passing game will be, or will they be run heavy? So the fit, I'm not sure, because I don't know about their passing game as of yet.
All right, so let's look at some other wide receivers going in the first round. You've got Drake London to the Texans. This is at 13th overall. Drake London to the Texans. We've got Jameson Williams to the Eagles. So what's a better fit there? London out of USC to the Texans, or Alabama's Jameson Williams to the Eagles, where he'd be hanging out with Devontae Smith?
I like the London pick to the Texans because he gives them a bona fide number one right out of the gate that can play right away as a rookie. I'm not as high on Williams going to the Eagles. I'm not a big fan of redshirt picks unless it's a quarterback. And so if you're going to go receiver there with the Philadelphia Eagles, I've said this before in this show, George Pickens gives them another bona fide stud outside that's different than what they have already on the roster. You know, you look at a Jameson Williams, he's just like Devontae Smith as far as like these slim built fast guys. There's nothing wrong with having fast guys. We saw the Oilers do that with the run and shoot. I'm all for it. We saw the Rams do it with their receiving core under the greatest show on the turf. But for me, the Eagles need someone that's a different body type, and George Pickens gives them a bona fide star stud on the opposite side of Devonta Smith.
If Drake London made it down to 16, would you like that for the Eagles? And this mock, he goes 13 to the Texans.
That would be something that I would definitely jump for joy for, because, again, it gives you someone that will draw double coverage on the opposite side. Williams, to me, is a great receiver. As I said before, he's my number one overall receiver. But coming off the ACL injury, I'm a little bit more hesitant to spend the first-round pick on him, especially if I'm going to use all three, because I expect all three to be impact players.
Okay, and it was obviously a late ACL injury. We don't, hopefully he can be ready, but we just don't know. Let's see some other wide receivers. Now let's talk about the Packers, because they, in this mock draft by Ryan Wilson, he has them taking Treylon Burks and Chris Olave. He has them taking two wide receivers in the first round. They certainly need the help. What do you think?
Yeah, they definitely need the help. So I don't mind them going double up on that position. Good job by Ryan Wilson. Burks just doesn't seem like a Packer fit to me. If you look at their receiving room, they love these long, slender, fast guys. So Burks definitely doesn't fit that. Olave could fit that. And maybe if you take out Burks and put in a Christian Watson there, or even a Jameson Williams there, now you're cooking with grease, because that's what the Packers want. They want these long, slender, built like a lowercase L type receivers to really fly down a football field.
Which team would you like to see take, if they're going to do it, take a running back late in the first round?
Man, that's a great question. You said late in the first round. So if I'm thinking correctly, who picks late? I would love to see someone like Philly, honestly, take a running back. I think they need a foundational player. They got good pieces, and we know having a quarterback like Jalen Hurts will aid the run game. But man, if you have someone that teams have to account for consistently, that can be out there down in, down out, that you don't have to worry about injury. If a Breece Hall is there for Philadelphia, that makes total sense in my opinion.
I'd like to see them just give the ball to Miles Sanders. But like you said, the injuries are a problem. But let's get a little Miles Sanders breakout in year three.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Giving him the football with his skill set alongside Jalen Hurts is what ideally you want. But the injuries, he puts the ball on the turf. Those are two things you don't have to worry about with Breece Hall. If he's there and the Eagles are at with their third first round pick, I can see that being a sneaky spot for someone like Breece Hall.
Would actually be year four for Miles Sanders, pardon me. All right, I know there were a few players that you wanted to talk about that we haven't really discussed in all of our episodes so far. So maybe some sleepers in that NFL draft.
How about Connor Hayward, the fullback out of Michigan State? He came in as a tailback. He was a big guy, so he kind of moved the H-back slash fullback. So he gives you a little bit of versatility, man. And I think he could be someone that could be a steal and be one of those guys that in the fantasy community talk about, robbing touchdowns from insert tailback. I can see that being Hayward's
Miles
role.
Miles Sanders.
Exactly right. I can see him being that for Miles Sanders with the Eagles. Also, Austin Allen, the tight end for Nebraska, 6'8". Automatically your red zone target. And he had a really good week of work at the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl out there in Pasadena. And Pierre Strong, we mentioned, I believe, briefly on this show, but this is someone that has a skill set to really hit the home run from anywhere on the field coming out of South Dakota State. You want the football in his hands. I think his day one impact will be as a returner, but also in the passing game, he can beat coverage going downfield, and he's one carry away from hitting that end zone.
Who's going number two overall if Hutchinson goes number one? Who's number two? Because we're getting some changes on the draft boards lately.
It better be Kayvon Thibodeau, because as much as they talk about getting to the quarterback, he should go first. Get the pass rusher first, right? But if you're Detroit, I think you have to find a difference maker. And right now, Thibodeau is getting underrated as a difference maker up front. He's someone that can really change the tide of what you want on defense. I would go Thibodeau number two if he doesn't go number one.
Okay, yeah. As of right now, I mean, the mock drafts, the buzz is Thibodeau is arguably the biggest faller, which is falling to, 7, 8, something like that. But reminds me a little bit of Isaiah Simmons, a completely different player, but fell to, where did he go? 8th or something like that to the Cardinals, where there was talk about him, being much higher. All right. You're still in on Thibodeau. Okay. Good to know. Let's see where he goes. It's going to be one of the bigger storylines of the NFL draft. It's a long episode of Fantasy Football Today in 5. Thanks a lot to Emory Hunt for joining us. Follow him on Twitter @FBallGamePlan. I'm Adam Azer. Talk to you later, everybody. See ya.